SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Here we go again. Unless Congress strikes a deal with the White House on funding for the Department of Homeland Security, most of the federal government might shut down at midnight this evening. U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson says this is nothing more than political posturing because Congress already passed ICE funding, the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, last year.
We sent it over to the Senate, and now, you know, some Senate Democrats, in my view, are trying to play games with this. They're trying to tie what's happened in Minneapolis with the appropriations process, and it's not a credible argument. They say they want reforms in Department of Homeland Security. Well, fine, let's talk about that. But what they're forgetting to note, and the important thing, is that the funding for the Immigration Customs and Enforcement, ICE enforcement, has already been provided.
Speaker Johnson appeared on the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins. The entire interview will be broadcast starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. Eastern Carolina is bracing for another wintry blast. Snow and high winds expected to arrive as early as tonight. Arctic cold continues holding the east in its icy grip. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves says time to be a good neighbor.
The National Weather Service is forecasting another weekend of extremely cold temperatures. The state of Mississippi encourages all of you to please continue to check on family, on friends, and neighbors.
Because cold of this magnitude is life-threatening. His choice for Fed chairman to be announced today by President Trump. Back to court today for accused healthcare CEO assassin Luigi Mangione. A judge could decide whether to take the death penalty off the table. Wall Street this morning, stock futures sharply lower. This is SRN News. There's a problem with Turkey.
The country is ranked number 41 on this year's World Watch list, a ranking by Open Doors U.S. of the worst persecutors of Christians on earth. 41 isn't bad compared to all the countries that rank higher, but none of those nations are members of NATO. The U.S. is bound to come to the aid of Turkey in time of war and cooperate with it in other ways, even as the government in Ankara closes churches and generally restricts the religious freedom of Christians. Michael Harrington reporting.
According to a report by political scientist Allie Marie Tripp of the University of Wisconsin, there are a number of reasons why the government of Nigeria has failed to stop the violent persecution of Christians by Muslims in the north. She says the failure is a result of a number of factors, including corruption in the security sector, negligence, and the difficulty of targeting groups that employ guerrilla tactics. Also, elements within the Nigerian government may be complicit. This is SRN News. New proposals designed at helping facilitate organ transplants.
New rules aim to increase the use of less than perfect organs while strengthening oversight of OPOs, which are groups that retrieve organs from deceased donors. Donations from the deceased dropped last year for the first time in over a decade after some rare but scary reports of patients being prepared for organ retrieval despite showing signs of life, prompting thousands of people to remove their names from donor lists last year. More than 100,000 people are on the U.S. transplant list. Many transplant centers currently do not accept medically complex donated organs, even when medical criteria suggest they'd be a good match for a patient. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Cracking down on Cuba, President Trump signs an executive order imposing tariffs on any goods from countries that sell or provide oil to Cuba. More details at SRNnews.com.